This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He did it. Daryl Morey did it. I was begging the Rockets general manager one time, make a move that I want you to make. And my reaction when I saw it move across the television yesterday, I haven't been that excited about a trade in Houston since Tracy McGrady. He actually did it. I can't tell you how pumped up I was whenever I saw that across the TV yesterday, Wade.
As you should be. It was funny because yesterday we were talking about on the show, Sports Radio 610 posted a little tweet out there saying we were going to discuss the chances of the Rockets making the deal for Russell Westbrook. And there was people on Twitter that was like, there's zero chance. There's Pablo Alcina or whatever.
Yeah, former guy, Channel 11.
Yeah, he's calling it fake news. That they have to put it. And then literally probably like an hour and so after the show was over, the news comes across that you got Russell Westbrook. So take that for fake news. And now the Rockets have, I think, a legitimate chance now to compete for a championship.
We'll have a lot of guests throughout the day. Ryan McDonough, former Phoenix Suns general manager, to discuss the move for the Rockets. Chris Broussard of Fox Sports will join us as well. But in case you've been living under, and if you have been living under a rock and you haven't heard about this trade yet, Rockets getting Russell Westbrook for Chris Paul, two first-round draft picks, also two options to swap picks in the future for Oklahoma City. And like, what are the Rockets getting? And I figured the best way to find out what the Rockets are getting is to ask the former MVP and the current Rockets best player, James Harden. Here's James Harden about Russell Westbrook and what the Rockets are receiving.
He literally has to do everything. And you know, I think we all can appreciate the passion that he has for the game and the love that he has. Like I said, he's a joy to watch. Just because of the passion and aggression that he has, that's what makes him who he is.
Do you miss playing with him?
Yeah, of course. I think, and if all of us had an opportunity to play with a guy like that, you'll love playing with him. Mm-hmm. Just because, you know, he'll run through a wall for you.
This was in the conversation with Hannah Storm of ESPN back whenever they were having the MVP race a few years ago. And you can tell that James Harden feels strongly about Russell Westbrook. They've known each other since they were 10 when they were playing in the Boys and Girls Club back in California. That's something that I've always been intrigued by with Russell Westbrook. And like, if you live in the city and you're a Rockets fan, you've had to build this idea that Russell Westbrook is terrible and he's, you know, he's somebody that you don't like and he's a ball hog and he triple double chases and he stat chases. And the reason that you've built that thought and you've been conditioned to think that in the city of Houston is because he was in an MVP race with James Harden. They were going toe to toe and you were defending your guy. You were backing up James Harden. But me as a basketball fan, somebody just likes to watch the game and appreciates players who play the game the right way, play the game hard. I've always been a Russell Westbrook fan for the reasons that James Harden said, the passion, the aggression, willing to run through a brick wall if he has to. I've always loved the way Russell Westbrook plays, and I'm so happy he's with the Houston Rockets and paired up with James Harden once more.
Yeah, what you have in Russell Westbrook is you have that dog that Pat Beverly brought to the Houston Rockets. They have that dog in him, but then now you have actually a guy that is explosive on the offensive end and can put the ball into the bucket on a consistent basis, and he can take the pressure off of James Harden. Chris Paul was brought here to do the exact same thing, and he kind of broke down. And that was the difference between them getting over the hump in the playoffs is the fact that Chris Paul broke down, and so everything was still on James Harden. Now with Russell Westbrook, that guy doesn't miss games. He's the type of guy that's going to be there, you know, probably 75 to 80 games each regular season, and that's going to take the load off of James Harden. And that's going to pay huge dividends, I think, in the playoffs, because that's what you hear about both of those guys is they're regular season guys. They get into the playoffs, and they don't perform well in the playoffs. And in my opinion, most of the reason they're not performing well in the playoffs is because they run out of gas. And so, therefore, they can take that pressure off of one another. Yeah. You couple that with the chemistry that what they have with one another, and that's a recipe for a great season. And so I'm looking forward to seeing it.
It's curious that people were down on Russell Westbrook coming off this past season. He didn't score as well as he normally scores. He didn't shoot it as well as he has shot it in the past. But you look at the last 3 years. If you were to combine the accolades of James Harden and Russell Westbrook in the last three seasons, they've combined for three scoring titles. The two of them have swept the scoring title in the last three seasons. They have three combined assist titles in the last three seasons.
But they don't pass the ball.
They're ball hogs. They don't share the ball. They're going to need the ball in their hands, yet they've literally swept the assist lead the last three seasons in the NBA. And, oh, yeah, they have two MVPs. There are currently two MVPs, two of the last three MVPs, on this Houston Rockets team. Like, if you're not excited about this move, you can literally not be excited about any move that Daryl Morey and the Houston Rockets make.
Well, you always got to deal with the Will Actually guy and the quite contrary guy, and that's part of the deal. But I think that when you look at the overall picture of, in the overall scope of the situation, the Rockets, as is, if they would have stayed the way that they were, they didn't have a chance to compete. Now they have a chance to compete. They're right there with anybody else that you can put against them in the league, and that's where you want to be. It's going to come down to health. It's going to come down to the fact that the Rockets were able to keep all of their role players. That's a big deal in this situation.
Yes.
They didn't trade away any of their key pieces that are role players. They're all still here, and they're adding to it. You add Tyson Chandler, and I think the key piece is if they are able to get Andre Iguodala to sign here with the Rockets, to me, that makes the Rockets the favorites to win the championship.
Yeah, that would be the perfect offseason. The Russell Westbrook thing, I think, was kind of lucky. It was chance. Like, if Paul George doesn't get traded to the Clippers and Kawhi Leonard just stays in Toronto, this would never happen. But Daryl Morey, I mean, if you're a good GM in basketball, you have to stay on top of everything, and he did. You brought up the point about Russell Westbrook, and I think that's one of the common misnomers whenever you talk about Russ Westbrook's game, is that he's a ball hog or that he doesn't get along with his teammates. And to me, that's a misnomer. So I went searching through the interwebs looking for examples of how this is just this misconception that doesn't actually exist. You might remember that Russ Westbrook played with Enes Kanter at one point in Oklahoma City. Enes Kanter thinks the world of Russell Westbrook.
People are saying it's so hard to play with Russ. Man, this dude, like, I don't understand. He's like maybe the best teammate I ever played with.
Wow.
He's a very good dude. I mean, I love him, man. Like, on
Why?
The court, off the court, because he's the type of guy that makes himself better and makes everybody else better around him. Well, some people say no. To me, yes. He made me so much better, on the court, off the court. You know, he was like a big brother to me.
Well, that's just Enes Kanter. I know what you're thinking. That's just Enes Kanter. Kanter's going to have Russell Westbrook's back. Well, what about Kevin Durant? What about this idea that Russell Westbrook's so much of a ball hog that it ruins the numbers of the guys around him, that it influences the players that he plays with in a negative way? Kevin Durant, well, he led the league in scoring four times whenever he was in Oklahoma City. In fact, his six best offensive seasons came with Russell Westbrook. He won an MVP with Russell Westbrook. Paul George, last year, 28 points per game, 4 points higher than his previous career high that he had with the Pacers. What does Paul George think about Russell Westbrook?
Being alongside Russ, man, he's a team-first guy. He's a really good dude, you know, and it's great to be around guys like that. That not only that, but work hard, work extremely hard, make it easier for me to put the work in, makes it fun to put the work in, and just somebody that you can enjoy this process with. You know, that's what makes it attractive, being here and playing alongside Russ.
Oh, and then Paul George had the best offensive season in his career last season with Oklahoma City. And let's keep in mind that last offseason, Paul George said no to LeBron James and the Lakers to stay in Oklahoma City. He turned down the limelight of Hollywood to stay in Oklahoma City to play with Russell Westbrook instead of LeBron James. So this misconception that you had that Russell Westbrook's this bad ball hog teammate, it is simply not true.
It's not true, and I think a lot of it stems from media types tend to have the ability to make narratives for and create narratives for players. And I think the fact that Westbrook doesn't have good relationships with key media members, I think that rubs them the wrong way and then it allows them to go ahead and push certain narratives about Russell Westbrook. You got to understand, Russell Westbrook came from UCLA. He wasn't the man at UCLA. You know,
yeah.
He wasn't the man when he first got to Oklahoma City. He was there with KD. He was there with James Harden. Those guys were all sharing the limelight. And then throughout his entire career, even though he's gradually become the man in Oklahoma City, he basically became the man because Kevin Durant left.
Out of necessity.
And because he decided to be the one that I'm going to stay in Oklahoma City and build a championship team here. I mean, just think about that thought process in general. He could have left. He could have, you know, I'm trying to get out of here. But he was like, no, I'm going to be loyal to the city of Oklahoma. I'm going to stay loyal here in Oklahoma
City.
The city
loves him. So Mayor loves him.
The city loves him. And so if you have that type of mentality, it's very hard for me to believe that you're going to be a bad teammate, that you're disloyal, that you're somebody that you can't get along with. And the fact that James Harden and Russell Westbrook go back so far in their livelihoods just growing up in L.A., And you bring that, fast forward that to what you have going here with the Rockets. I think that chemistry is going to be an awesome situation for the Houston Rockets.
Zach Lowe of ESPN put out a story today in which he had Daryl Morey told him something that James Harden told him on the phone whenever they started to kick the tires on Russell Westbrook. Morey was asking James Harden, discussing how both of the stars might work together. Harden cut Morey off during this conversation and reminded him, quote, "I know how to play with Russ, and he knows how to play with me." And that's what the Rockets are getting right now. And I know one of the other big negatives, that the problems that problems that could happen with Westbrook and with Harden, is that nobody's going to defer to one or the other. Like, Harden's not going to defer to Westbrook. Westbrook's not going to defer to Harden. But Brian Geltziler was joining a Mad Radio earlier today, and he doesn't think there's going to be a problem with that, at least as far as Russell Westbrook is concerned.
Last year, he had no problem. He was thrilled to defer to Paul George, who was having an MVP-caliber season. Only when George's shoulder got bad late in the year did he revert back to the old Westbrook and taking a whole lot of shots, because he felt it was necessary to be able to win. So I do think Westbrook will defer more to James Harden here, and that'll actually help Westbrook's career. It really will, because the wear and tear won't be as great on him.
If you're a Rockets fan, you should be loving that the Houston Rockets traded for former MVP Russ Westbrook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.